Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said it will take health officials some time to learn more about the new COVID-19 variant. However, Dr. Thompson said so far the variant Omicron does not appear to be able to invade the immune system and vaccines.
What we're finding with this new strain is that it seems to be highly transmissible. Why? On the surface of the virus, there are these spike proteins. Dig a little science into this. There are 26 spike proteins on the surface of every one of these viruses. And they use this spike protein to stick to the back of your throat and your nose to get in. They use it like a lock and key. That's how it gets into your body. And this variant, those spike proteins seem to be stickier. And so therefore, it can cause more readily increased transmission. But in addition, we are always worried to see if it is causing more severe illness, more hospitalization, more people admission to the intensive care. It doesn't seem to be doing that. It seemed to be just causing chronic, a fatigue, headache, maybe a scratchy throat, not even a sore throat. This is unlike the Delta, which caused loss of taste and loss of smell and a lot of respiratory symptoms. But the big issue is, does this variant evade the immune system? Does it evade the strength and the effectiveness of vaccine? So far, it does not seem to be doing that, but it will take another week plus for us to find out more definitively if this variant is one that is going to has legs to do some major damage around the world. It is a variant of concern, and so far, it does not seem to be a variant that has evaded the immune system and vaccines, but we still have to find out if that is the case.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, Chief Medical Officer in Barbados Dr. Kenneth George declared that in Barbados, a wait-and-see approach would be maintained with regards to the Omicron variant. He said while the variant has been quickly spreading across many of the country's main source markets, he is calling for vigilance instead of panic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the British Virgin Islands since the outbreak now stands at 2,809. Internationally, the UK trial of 7 jabs has found that Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines have the best booster response. And a review finds that the risk of catching COVID-19 remains higher for people belonging to certain ethnic groups. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says the number of countries detecting the Omicron variant is increasing daily. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.